From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May the 4th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Katie Kosajowski is reporting in the Daily Mail about the informal session held last week by the Catskill Village Board on the pending sale of St. Patrick Central Catholic High School. A representative of the buyer, Mental Health Association of Greene and Columbia Counties Executive Director Jeff Rovitz, spoke about the organization's plans for the parcel. As previously reported, the association will consolidate 6 or 7 Greene County locations and relocate approximately 40 professional staff to the former school. A majority of the campus would be used as office space and house one program. Business hours would be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Rovitz said the association is looking for community input on how best to use the gymnasium, the Hudson River Overlook portion of the property, and the athletic fields behind the building. The meeting was attended by more than a few, and I quote, perturbed, end quote, Woodland Avenue residents, according to Kosajowski. Property owners in the residential neighborhood were unhappy about what they called a, and I quote, lack of transparency, end quote, so far. Neighbors were not pleased that they were kept in the dark on the identity of the proposed buyer and its plans for the building. It was alleged that by not being as forthcoming as possible, the project has raised concerns with village residents over potential zoning issues and the buyer's tax-exempt status. Village President Heather Bagshaw said the meeting went well despite what others might think and that the session was an important step in the right direction. The association must still submit a letter of intent to the village board. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Roger Hannigan Gilson writes in the Register Star about Worldwide Weave, an exhibit of weaving created by Camp Hill communities around the world. The show opens Friday, May the 6th at the Solaris Center for the Social Arts in Hudson. Camp Hill is a global community of people with special needs. The International Textile Exhibition includes a number of pieces that incorporate other media such as ceramics, metal, and wood carvings with fiber. Many of the pieces depict the surroundings of the Camp Hill communities where they were created. Each weaving is paired with a photograph of the people who made the piece. The show will be on view through May 16th. Cam Bellamy, Executive Director of Camp Hill Hudson, will be a guest on the WGXC Afternoon Show with Ellen Thurston and Tom DiPietro on Thursday, May the 5th, to talk about Worldwide Weave. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Hudson Valley Distillers, located in Claremont, won the Best of Class Vodka Award at American Distilling Institute's conference held in San Diego last month. New York Agricultural Commissioner Richard Ball visited the distillery on Tuesday, May the 3rd, to congratulate owners Thomas Yozo and Chris Moyer. The facility opened in 2013. Hudson Valley Distillers made vodka from local apples, gin from local grapes and applejack, and whiskey from local ingredients. The Riverkeeper is recruiting people to collect water samples from the Catskill Creek on 6 Thursdays, May 19th, June 16th, July 14th, August 18th, September 15th, and October 13th. The environmental group is testing the water quality. Anyone interested should contact Jen Epstein at epstein@riverkeeper.com. Daniela Garaza at Eater.com is reporting that Zach Pellecchio from Hudson's Fish and Game Restaurant was named Best Chef Northeast, a region defined as the U.S. north of New York City, by the James Beard Foundation on May the 2nd. Several New York City-based chefs and restaurants also got honors from the foundation, but no one else from the Hudson Valley. You can read that full story at Eater.com. Former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was sentenced to 12 years in prison and a $1.75 million fine on corruption charges in a Manhattan federal court on May the 3rd. Meanwhile, lawmakers have failed to pass any substantial ethics or transparency reform, even after indictments of leaders of both chambers from both parties in the past year. And now there are more corruption allegations, this time a federal investigation involving a former top aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Joe Prococo made between $70,000 and $125,000 from two companies involved in the state's Buffalo Billion Project just after leaving a state job. Cuomo said he did not know who Prococo's clients were. Verizon Communications, two major unions with 1,000 employees in the capital region, began striking at 6 a.m. on April the 13th, and workers are picketing daily on Fairview Avenue in Greenport. The Communications Workers Association, 1120 from Kingston and Catskill, are picketing there, asking motorists to honk in support. For local consumers, the union claims Verizon has, and I quote, failed to build out Fios in western Massachusetts, virtually all upstate New York cities, and many towns in Pennsylvania, end quote. While Verizon denies that it hasn't lived up to Fios construction agreements. There are 39,000 union members currently on strike. The last Verizon strike in 2011 lasted 2 weeks. Village Board of the Village of Athens on April 27th adopted a resolution subject to a permissive referendum authorizing games of chance within the village. The resolution shall become effective on May the 28th unless action is taken before then by the board or voters. And for our final story, the Cairo Town Board tabled a proposed solar moratorium on May the 2nd, saying they would tweak a bit of the language in the moratorium before another public hearing. Towns around the area are hurrying to update laws around solar arrays after state law changed on May the 1st. Solar companies are approaching homeowners about hosting large arrays of solar panels that feed the grid and make them money. Hudson, Catskill, Jefferson, and Schoharie counties and all of Delaware County are among the local municipalities that have passed regulations or had discussions about solar rules in the past month. And Greenville holds a special meeting on the issue on May the 16th. The public hearing on the issue was largely a back and forth between current supervisor Dan Benoit and former town supervisor John Coney. Benoit opened by framing the issue.
Basically, it's the town board's understanding that there are a lot of companies called ESCOs that are going around and looking for places that they can put these solar farms on private property. When the town did its zoning law, it did not address these private solar farms. And there are a lot of fly-by-night companies that are running around and causing problems with a lot of people, tying up their property in very onerous leases that people can't get out from under. They have trouble selling their property, all sorts of issues with these things. So we decided that the best thing that we could do right now was to put a moratorium on the ability for these companies to come in and lease land and put these solar farms down until we can address this in the revised zoning law that is going to be worked on here.
That did not go down well with former town supervisor John Coney, who has research plans to put a solar array on his property.
Town, if this law is still in place, how can the town implement a moratorium if there's not an increase in, I'll say, demand, you know, on the building department? I understand where you're coming from.
Right.
We don't want, you know, this to become a big issue and have it out of control. But on the other hand, is it really fair to people that have done their homework, have chosen a reputable dealer, and want to move forward with it?
After more back and forth, the town tabled the issue for later, with Benoit promising another public hearing. Now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy drizzle for today with the chance of showers before 8 a.m. Then showers are likely with more patchy drizzle between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Then more showers after 9 a.m. Patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. For Wednesday night, showers are likely mainly before midnight. It will be cloudy with a low around 45. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 48. And on Friday, showers are likely mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 62 degrees. Friday night, showers likely mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise today was at 5:45 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:59 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, fourth day of May 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.